Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery, BTR.org. I'm Anne. I'm sure you remember what it was like when you were searching for help, maybe for your husband, hoping to find the right program or therapist. That's why I started podcasting. I supported my husband through 7 years of pornography addiction recovery, and not one therapist during that time told me I was experiencing emotional and psychological abuse and sexual coercion. I didn't want any other woman on the planet to be in the dark. If you're like me, one simple, anonymous way to help spread the word is to click follow or subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. While you're there, every 5-star rating also makes this podcast more visible and will help save other women from getting the wrong kind of help, like a couple program that'll make this type of abuse worse. If you've already purchased a copy of my book, Trauma Mama Husband Drama, please circle back and give it a 5-star rating. A lot of women are searching for books about betrayal trauma, and rating Trauma Mama will help them find this podcast, which is free to everyone. If you're like the majority of my listeners, you're experiencing the type of abuse that's invisible and difficult to wrap your head around. Your husband is using porn or having affairs or lying to you, and you're getting the same bad advice about how to improve communication or your relationship. If you need real support, check out our daily group session schedule at btr.org. We'd love to see you in a session today. Today we have several members of our community who will be sharing their feelings about attending BTR group sessions. Some of these sheroes you're about to hear wrote down their thoughts and then they read them to us, and others just shared what was in their heart in the moment. So keep that in mind as you listen, and go to BTR/group to check out our session schedule.
We've tried many different counselors, including CSATs, and been doing that quite some time. But being on BTR for just a few weeks has made all the difference. And I can really see the behaviors now much more clearly, the dysfunction. Being able to be on every day and get the validation from the coaches and the other women has just been tremendously helpful to me. Life-changing.
I'm very grateful for Betrayal Trauma Recovery. I was able to get clear thinking about what I was witnessing and what was going on. Listening to the podcast and then having the coaches talk not only with us individually, but listening with the other ladies helped me to classify and figure out strategies for handling the grooming, the gaslighting, and things that I didn't have words for until I got into BTR. But I think the most significant thing was to be able to get that outside of myself and be able to apply it in different situations. And one was with my husband's counselor. Very traditionally, he would like to do marriage counseling. And I learned with BTR that there has to be a certain level of help before that would be successful. And I was able to state that with my husband's counselor, and to say to him, his sex before marriage is sex in marriage, the pornography, all of those things are not marriage problems. They cause marriage problems, but they are his personal problems. And until he addresses those, marriage counseling will not be successful and I will not participate. But it was BTR that empowered me to understand, one, I have a voice, and two, that was a very logical way to handle the situation. And the counselor was very taken aback, but he saw what I was saying and he took another course with my husband, which actually helped my husband more. So I'm very grateful for BTR and the coaches, and I'm thankful for the daily presence of having somewhere to go where the craziness around us can be processed and we can come to a place of peace.
BTR group, it's coaching with trained and amazing coaches who have also walked this path and can give appropriate advice, encouragement, and help answer questions and guide you along the path of recovery. BTR gave me the words and the terminology to put to how I was feeling. And knowing there are words to describe my feelings helped calm my soul and helped me to not feel so crazy. There have been several moments when I was full of panic, anxiety, and fear because of the situations at home with my husband. And I was able to get on a BTR group within a couple of hours and talk through it, get the comfort and validation that I needed and advice if it was needed. BTR group has been a lifesaver for me on many occasions. It's a safe place where I can cry and let it all out and share my fears, no matter how silly they may seem to others, the coaches and other women in the group understand and get it. It's a judgment-free zone where I can be me and fully accepted for who I am, for all my faults and failures and my accomplishments. BTR helped me to set and hold appropriate boundaries for my safety, which helped me to feel confident and empowered. The coaches and other women in the group give me validation to know I am not crazy and that others have been through the same thing. I love being in the group and hearing other women's stories and questions. It helps me to know that I am not alone and others have been through what I have been through. And often they have the same questions I have, and sometimes questions I had, but I didn't know that I had or how to ask. We call it secondhand coaching, and so many times the advice given to other women was just what I needed to hear. I've been doing BTR group since the beginning, and it's great to build that relationship with the coaches and to have them tell me how much improvement and growth they have seen in me. BTR group is the friend I never had and needed so desperately. I have felt so alone for so many years. I am truly grateful to have found BTR when I needed them most and to have the coaches with me through this journey of healing. I honestly can say I don't know where I'd be without the BTR group. I credit so much of my healing and the strength I have gained to the coaches and being with the other women in the group. BTR group has helped me to become a better person, a healthier person, stronger, more confident, and empowered.
Before we get back to the conversation, there are a lot of so-called betrayal trauma therapists or coaches or groups out there, but they don't approach pornography use or infidelity as an abuse issue. Or they try to quote-unquote treat the victim and the abuser in the same setting. That's unethical. So if you hear something in this episode you relate to, check out the group session schedule at btr.org. We'd love to see you in a group session today. Now back to our conversation.
I was introduced to BTR probably 9 months ago by a friend because I was going through a divorce, really ugly part of a divorce. We were actually left homeless for about 9 months, and a family in our church took my 16-year-old daughter and I into their home. She was going through some issues also, and she said, "You've got to get onto this group." And I got onto BTR, and I was listening, and I was really surprised at the connection with the pornography. I was actually going to counseling. I've been going to counseling for years with my marital problems, and nobody had ever made that connection before with the pornography. And when I brought it up to my counselor at Kaiser, my therapist, she said, "Oh, that's interesting. I'd never made that connection before." And I was just kept listening to podcasts, and it was so intriguing. I thought, you know, I hadn't even thought about the connection of pornography with coercive control. And I was dealing with a lot of very covert abuse, but nice to everyone else, but very mean and horrible to me and my younger daughter. There was a lot of abuse in different arenas when you go on the wheel. That hit me really hard. I think it gave me more validation, because even though I really can't confront him about that, we're on zero communication, it really gave me a lot of validation to know that I'm not crazy, that no matter how this looks to everyone else, I'm suffering horribly and I'm not crazy. I appreciate all the podcast and the support, and I'm now involved with the group sessions. It's been invaluable to me to connect, and I just thank you for it.
BTR was recommended to me by my counselor. She recommended that I get into group. She said it was important that I get into group while still seeing her. The great thing about BTR group sessions, how they've helped me, so you have all different coaches who bring with them all different areas of expertise. Those sessions, you are able to just do whatever you're comfortable in. But I have found that it's so valuable with that, what we call spot coaching. I say, "Hey, I need spot coaching." So I'm getting spot coaching, you know, covers all of that. So I have found that when I get on and with these groups, I'm getting all this coaching and support and from all these different areas of expertise. In addition to the coaches, getting on with other women and sharing my experiences. For me, it has helped me to know that I'm not alone, because it is so easy to feel so alone in all of this. One of the things that's important is having safe people. And if you have people around you that do not necessarily understand your experience, you don't always necessarily feel safe. And BTR creates that safe environment. So the women in these groups are safe. You never have to feel judged. You're not going to have people telling you how you should think or what you should do. It's completely safe. And while each woman's experience is unique, we all share commonalities. And having that support got me through, without doubt, the most traumatic relational experience in my life.
I truly believe that BTR has saved my life. I've made lifetime friends, the only ones that understand my feelings, that have gone through the same things. Each coach has their own special traits, and seeing the different views of the same subject or seeing things in different ways or different suggestion really helps make you feel safe.
I'd like to thank the incredible women who shared their feelings about attending BTR group sessions. If you're interested in attending a group session, go to btr.org/group to see the session schedule. If this podcast was helpful to you, please help us reach other women by pushing that follow or subscribe button and giving us a 5-star rating. Thank you for helping get the word out. Your donations keep this podcast going. Go to our website, btr.org, scroll to the bottom, click on Support the BTR Podcast. And until next week, stay safe out there.